And may indeed the Spirit that Jesus gives to us and sends to us strengthen us and help us in every way to understand all that he wants us to know and then be strong to do all that he wants us to do. That's our focus today, and we're going to hear and be guided through God's Word by his Spirit's help. And in particular, we're going to take a look at this verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, it starts there at verse 9. Continues on into verse 10, and we read what God offers to us. As it is written, what no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. You know, whether it's electricity or it's taxes, or it's something much more closer to home. Like, why do our loved ones do the things they do? Sometimes it's even wondering, why does God do what he does in our lives? And we think of the valley moments that we go through. We think of the strains and even the crises that we face. And we wonder so many times, why? What we have is this hope, this scripture of God saying that he reveals things to us by his Spirit. He helps us get it. You know, there's this little farmersonly.com dating service, right? I've actually married a couple who met on farmersonly.com. Their little slogan is, city folks just don't get it. Right? Maybe we could say country we're here in Texas. Folks outside of Texas just don't get it, right? Whatever way it is. And I want to suggest to you, there's a lot of truth to that, that when it comes to the things God is saying and it comes to the things that God is doing, that without the Holy Spirit, we just don't get it, right? And, you know, in the Old Testament reading, when it's sort of this dialogue is going on between God, and said, now, wait a minute, God, I'm fasting the way I thought a fast is supposed to happen. Isn't that what you want? You want us to give up food for a day and do all this? And God says, you really aren't getting what's important. It isn't so much the giving up of the food as it is the focus on me. If you give up on food and you get all grumbly and you knock your loved ones on the head or you speak words that are the same as a knock on the head, that's not a fast that I'm going to honor. But if your heart is open to me, it'll show by the openness, the compassion, the kindness that you show to others. That's a fast that matters. That's an act of devotion that I, the Lord your God, will respond to. And really, what all that is saying is, unless we have the Spirit to understand that, we'll just scratch our heads going, when I'm doing a thing the Bible says to do, how come good stuff isn't happening? We need the help of the Holy Spirit to, as it said there in 1 Corinthians, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Let me put that another way. It's going to be difficult, if not impossible, to understand the ways of God, the Word of God, the plan of God, the will of God. It's going to be impossible to understand and do the things of God without the Spirit of God. Try, if you want an example, go to IKEA sometime in the near future, and when you buy the furniture there, you notice it's all in pictures, right? Go buy something else from Home Depot or from Walmart and try reading the Spanish or the French directions on how to put it together and how to operate it. That's really essentially what's going to happen. When it's like a foreign language is trying to guide us, we can't understand the things of God without the Spirit of God. And we're not going to be empowered to live out or do the things of God without the Spirit of God. It's just going to seem like sort of spiritual hocus pocus, and that must have been for great saints someplace else, some other time. No, there are these things about being the light, about helping the homeless that were mentioned in the New Testament Gospel reading and in the Old Testament reading. These things are actually things God wants us to do, as we understand the moment, as we understand them through the Spirit of God. So we're gonna strive for that. You know, and again, back to the phrase from Isaiah chapter 58, fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard. It's really what someone is doing. Jesus even talked about this at another point. He said, when you fast, you shouldn't go around with looking like, you know, Susie Sadness or Steve the Sad, right? I'm fasting today and I'm in some personal pain and you ought to really be impressed by my humble spirituality. God sees through that, and other people will too. Jesus said, you know, when you're fasting, what you ought to do is put a little oil on your face, have a look of joy and of strength, because you are not, it's not that you're growing weak because you don't have food. You're giving your spirit the opportunity to say, I want to feast on God's word and on his goodness. I want him to be my focus today. And we need the Spirit to help us understand that and discern that. So here's a question I want to ask you. Are we listening? Now, for years, I drove around town doing all the things that I do with news on or sports radio on or whatever it was, or even music on. Some of it was even Christian, so you could be impressed, right? The thing is, I took away many opportunities, many moments, many minutes, and I dare say many, many hours when I could have used that time to be listening to God. We go home. What do? We flip on the TV. It's on, you know, all night until we go to sleep, or we're on the internet, we're on our phones, we're doing things. Are we listening? You ever had that moment where you go, oh, I didn't even know my phone was ringing. It was on silent, right? We miss a call from someone because of that. Are we listening to the calls from God, to the answers that he offers, to the strength and the hope, or the guidance, or the correction, the encouragement, the promise of love? Are we really listening? When we face our crisis, when pain seems to be what's speaking to us, do we stop and go, God, can I hear you be louder or being stronger than the pain? Can I hear you being clearer and more certain than the uncertainty of the decision that I'm facing? God, will you speak? Will you help? I'm listening. That is a posture I believe God honors. It's a posture taught in the Old Testament and the New Testament, that God wants us to take time to listen, take time to hear his voice. I remember facing a situation where certain people had said things, you know, we don't like this about you. And I had to stop and go, God, is that how you feel? Is that something you want me to fix or correct? And hearing his interpretation of the actions in the situation, and hearing and seeing it differently from his perspective now, instead of just what other people were saying, helped give me the strength to keep going on the path God was telling me was right. And he promises that. He promises us his Spirit. We have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God, that we can understand the things that God has freely given us. Understand what it means that Paul wanted to only share Christ and Christ crucified. That a God would love you enough to take your place as a sacrifice, to suffer in your place. To understand that was the ultimate act of love. It was the ultimate act, really, of release of power, not of weakness. It was the ultimate display of God's goodness rather than God leaving them. We have received the Spirit so we can understand that. Well, let's think about some of the things that we've been given. First of all, you and I have been given Jesus. It'd be one thing if God just gave us a bunch of commandments and thou shalt and thou shalt nots. But the Gospel of John tells us that in the beginning, God was the Word. The Word was with God. And then that Word came to dwell among us for a while. That Word of grace and truth is Jesus. It's as if a lover sends love notes to his beloved, and she gets the notes, and she's not sure, and she wonders, and then he comes himself. He puts a hand on her hand, another hand on her shoulder, says, "Look me in the eyes and hear what I have to say. Know that my love for you is real." That's what Jesus did, walking among us, showing us what it's really like to be human and his compassion for others, showing what it's really like then to have the strength and the Spirit of God to overcome all the temptations that he faced, just like the ones that we face, and then showing his ultimate love to sacrifice for us on the cross. We've been given Jesus, the Savior, the intercessor, the lover of our souls, the conqueror over death, the resurrection and the life, and all the things that the Bible tells us he is. We have been given Jesus, the friend of sinners, the one who cries with those who mourn, the one who brings back the dead and promises that even though you and I die, yet shall we live, and whoever lives and believes in me shall actually never die. We've been given Jesus. Through him, because of him, you and I have been given salvation. That's a big churchy word, right? In my pantry, there's a package of really nice rolls that we bought to make some roast beef sandwiches. Bought them, I don't know, 5-6 days ago, whatever it is. We opened the package of rolls, there's mold on them. Now, I could have, I suppose, saved those rolls a little bit longer if I had put them in the refrigerator, right? They would have lasted a little longer in there. But eventually, even in there, they would have gotten hard and nasty, and no one of us would have wanted to eat them. We can save bread. We can save money. We can even save people's bodies for certain amounts of time. But there is an ultimate, an eternity, that we, with our technology and with our hope, cannot achieve. And there is a strengthening, there is a saving, there is a giving back, there is a holding on to, there is a rescuing, all of that wrapped up into this word of what Jesus does, that he makes you his own, that he takes our very souls with him to heaven so that our inheritance, our assurance that we are going to live forever with God in everlasting light with our loved ones, we have that assurance. It's kept in heaven with him. There's nothing you and I can do to make God love us less or make God love us more or make him change his mind. We have been given this gift of salvation. And whether you remember to save your files at work on your computer or can't find the pictures you saved because they're in some folder on your phone that's from back some other time when you had another phone, Jesus knows where it all is. He saves, and we're going to be okay. He also gives us his Spirit. That's what the scripture started out by saying. But what I love about him giving us of the Spirit was, you know, he said, "I'm going back to the Father. I'm going there to prepare a place for you, but I'm going to send one in my place." Jesus, with his body, could be in one place at one time, whether it was with two disciples or it was with a crowd of 5,000. But by his Spirit, he can be with every single one of us at every moment. When we can't sleep because of that decision that we face, he is there and says, "I have God's peace for you." When we can't decide because of whatever's going on or the depression hits us so hard, we have his Spirit saying, "I'm with you. You're not alone." When we wonder if we're really going to make it, when we wonder if we have the strength, we have his Spirit to say, "Yes, I'm with you, and you can do this." And I pray that we will want all that the Spirit will guide us in. That we will, as Paul talked about, will search and will want to understand so that spiritual people can understand spiritual truths and be strengthened by them and live in them. That's really what all of this is offering to us, to live out all that God has given us. Live out a true fast, as it's described there in the Old Testament passage. Live out what it means to be light, as Jesus describes it in the Gospel passage. To understand all that God has given us. And then as we share that wisdom and that kindness, when we really understand it, we really live it and share it with others, We are being Spirit-filled people, sharing all that God has revealed to us through His Son and through His Word and through the sacraments, strengthened by them as we are going to be here today. And we can share that in our actions of kindness with others. We can share that. Put our hand on someone's shoulder. Look them in the eye. And remind them that God is with them and we're with them. And His Spirit will help us all through. May God help us do that to His glory. Amen. I want to invite you to join me now in our